The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
I agree, Mrs. Cartledge. Very commendable.
I've just been up Penco Bank on this. In third gear. Takes more than that molehill to puff me out, I can tell you. Hello, little Nev. How is he? Did you take him the quacks?
I did. He said it's nout worry about. Just give him some cowpaw.
Good boy. What about you, Cheryl? Did he get you on the couch?
Gran?
You know what I'm on about. Them fags.
Well, Redmond put me onto that Nurse Collins. She runs this thing called Quit Smoking Group.
Aye, I know.
And she wouldn't go.
Well, no, not at first. But it's dead good. They don't nag your head off like some people I could mention. It's been a real help.
Oh, she's doing really well, aren't you, Cheryl?
Doc Redmond's ever so nice.
Nice? That's what Nurse Collins told you, is it?
Well, he's not from round here, is he? Perhaps he's got used to it now, you know, settled in. He asked how you are, actually.
Did he? Well, I suppose he's got his good points.
Asked whether you'd found another job.
Oh. Actually, I've been feeling a bit chesty myself lately. Perhaps I'll practice what I preach and pay him a visit.
Yeah, get an appointment. If you get me drift.
I get your drift. I'll be off.
Before you go, Mrs. Cartledge, just sign this.
What am I signing?
It's a petition. Against that.
What? Oh, the cigarette advert. What can I say? I noticed it.
It's the size of a football pitch.
Menthol king size melt in your mouth. I thought it was chocolates as did that.
It's damaging, is that?
Rubbish.
It isn't rubbish.
It's phallic.
Exactly.
It's disgusting.
My argument is this. That ad is a bad influence on the kids who play around this centre.
I agree, Neville. Give us your pen.
Sybil, shove over.
Breakfast in bed? I am honoured.
Toast, actually. It'll drive you mad tonight when crumbs get in your nooks and crannies. Oh, it's good to have you back, Sib. How'd it go in Prestatyn? Do you want to talk about it?
It's been a big week with one thing and another.
What happened? How is Pete?
He told him. He told the hospital he's HIV. He could have kept quiet if he'd wanted, but he told him.
And?
The nurses started laughing.
Laughing? Atlas so-and-so's?
No, because he thought his knee was HIV-related. You were right, Wendy. It is just badly bruised. There's no way it's connected. They said it can take years for the virus to make you ill. They were ever so good.
So what are you going to do? Will you be going back?
I don't think so. He's also told his mum and dad.
Blimey, it'll be in the sun next.
They've took it ever so well. Pete wants to be independent, and they respect that, so I have to and all.
Sib, what's it like? I mean, really like, living with someone like that? Are you scared?
Scared? He's not a leper, you know. He was sweet once he'd come to terms with it. I love being with him. People are still prejudiced when. Loads of people won't dare climb into bed with me like you have.
Well, you haven't got it, have you?
Don't be daft. There were more chance of me infecting him with summat.
Honest?
Yeah, I had a call the other week and he wouldn't let me near him.
So now what happens? Are you going to go near him? Or are you staying away?
Well, I think it's over, Doc. We still love each other, but I don't think... Well, maybe. I don't know. It's over.
Will you be all right, Sib? Want me to stay in?
I'll be all right, Ah. Just give us time, get over it. Go and see what that apprentice is up to.
Knowing Tez, he'll have flogged the lot. He'll be standing there twiddling his thumbs and playing all the hell about me. Listen, you. If there's aught I can do, dunna be scared to ask. Ever.
Hey, Cheryl, isn't that Tez?
Yeah?
What, going in the amusement arcade? I'm positive it's Tez.
So what? It's a good thing he's keeping himself off the streets, if you want my opinion.
Hey! Hey, Terry! Oh, missed him. Hang on here while I go and see what he's up to.
Oh, what are you on about? He's going to put some money in a slot machine. That's what he's up to. Don't take Einstein, work that one out.
He's supposed to be minding your Wendy's store.
Oh, if you must. Me and Neville wait out here.
Winnie, Tez.
All right, Nev. What brings you here?
I've come to warn you. I was just passing. Cheryl and Nevy are shopping, so I thought I'd kill some time. See if it went a bob or two.
That one's knackered.
Pardon?
Somebody jammed a washer in the slot. Yeah, I'll try this one the other side.
All right. So, how's it going?
All right. Well, not bad.
Not bad, eh? Looks like it's going pretty well to me. 10 quid notes. You win all them?
Yeah.
Sure?
I said yes.
How long did it take to accumulate all that?
I've been here all afternoon.
All afternoon, eh? A market then?
No, Wendy gave me the day off.
That's nice. She's a good boss, is she?
What are you doing?
What?
You should have nudged.
What should I?
Could have had a fortune then. You had 5 nudges. You dropped the flipping jackpot.
Would I? Hey, ain't quite fun this, isn't it? I could be an expert if I put my mind to it.
Like me, you mean?
Blinking heck, that's remarkable, that is.
It's a doddle. It's fiver. That'll do me. I'm off.
Hold on. Hold on, I'm in credit.
You should watch yourself, Mr. Benz. It's an addiction. You'll go and get yourself up.
Wait, Tez! Tez! Here, young man. Play the rest of that.
You tell it.
Where'd he go, Cheryl?
Eh?
Tez, where'd he go?
I didn't see him.
Blast! Cheryl, you're smoking.
Sorry. I couldn't resist. There. It's pegged now. It's really hard, Nev. It's an addiction.
I know. What isn't?
Right, Wilf. Everything's shipshape in Bristol fashion. I'm calling it a day. Ta-ta for now. Dawn, whatever are you doing here? What's up?
Have you seen your mum?
Oh, I am a duck. I haven't seen her in days.
Oh, she's driving me up the pole, that woman.
Why, whatever's the matter?
I said this morning, leave me some money for some chips. She hasn't left a bean, and she's gone.
Oh, dear. You cannot go without, duck. Have you got to go back to school?
No, fortunately. I've got this after off for revision, if I didn't starve to death first.
Don't you worry, young lady. We'll find your mum. Now, I've done my bit here. I'm going to do a spot of shopping down Stoke. Are you coming with me? I'll buy you some chips. Or a Big Mac. How's that tickle your taste buds?
Well, I meant be revising by rights.
That's as maybe, but you cannot do it on an empty belly. Or would I be cramping your style, shattering your street cred?
How do you know about street cred?
Now, I may be 60-odd, but I know what's what. Come on, before you wither away next to nowt.
He likes it, Nev. I think he'll enjoy mums and toddlers here. Covering himself in paint. He's used to it already, look. What's through here?
That's the main hall. They play 5-a-sides in there.
Oh, if it isn't my old friend, Terry Farmer.
Hello, Tez. What's up? Who are you hiding from?
I'm not hiding from anybody. Why?
Why were you in such a hurry this morning?
I want to come here, finish my mural.
Hey, that's ever so good. What is it?
It represents my mood changes.
I don't understand it.
You're not meant to. It's surrealism.
Oh, must be good then.
The boy's a genius, Cheryl. So, Wendy gave you the day off, you say?
Yeah.
And you thought you'd buy yourself 20 fags and come to express yourself?
You could put it like that.
And what happened to the bet?
What bet?
You bet Stewie £5 that you'd give up smoking. Looks like you owe him a fiver.
He's in Australia, though.
All those notes you were flashing about in the arcade. You'll have no difficulty finding it.
I wish you'd mind your nose. The other week, I admit, I was a clown and I apologise. Now just get off my back and stop nagging me.
He's got a point, Nev.
He's got nothing of the kind.
Come on, Nevy wants his dinner.
Terry, look through that window.
Which one? The round one or the square one?
No, what do you see?
Nout.
On the advert, you dimwit.
A racing car? Fags on it, why?
Exactly. Now, that's my point.
What's he going on about? He's fuddled.
Don't I get cheeky, you? He's got a bee in his bonnet over there.
He's got a screw loose.
That poster, Terry, is a bad influence on you.
Is it?
It's convincing you it's glamorous to smoke. Making you think it's macho.
Yes, puddled.
You know what I'm talking about, Terry. Now, I've been on to the agency, the council, and the tobacco manufacturer itself. I'll get that thing removed, don't you worry.
No worries.
And when they see this...
A piece of paper?
It's a petition. With no less than 72 names.
Oh, they'll quake in the boots now. Oh, definitely.
Absolutely. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if, come next week, that poster is no longer with us.
Come on, Nev. Nev is starving.
Come here. Right, I'll let you get on. Surreal, isn't it? You know, Tez, I think your work deserves to be exhibited. Really do.
Exhibited? Oh, the bloke's loopy. Maybe he's right, though. Yeah, it could do with a slight facelift. I've got some paint. Now, where can I get me some ladders?
I'll kill him! I'll kill the little swine!
Kill who?
Oh, hiya, Gran. Terry, he's done a bunk. I trusted him with money and he's disappeared.
You're joking.
Come off it, Dawn. You know that book. And I'm just as bad for trusting him. Now, I'm short-staffed, short-chained and short-tempered. And he'll be short of breath when I get my hands on him. I'll throttle the little bleeder.
How much has he run off with?
30 quid.
Oh, no. Stealing to feed a habit.
Drugs, you mean?
Drugs?
Tess knows some right idiots upending.
Oh, my goodness. He wouldn't get involved with them, would he?
You don't know him.
So much to be done, if you ask me. These drugs seem to be available anywhere these days.
Well, we're in for chapter and verse from Gran now. That's all I need. Well, I'm calling it a day. Things can't get any worse.
I blame pop music.
Oh, here we go.
Just because these so-called pop stars are never happy unless they've got a needle stuck in their forearm, kids think they have to do same. And Nev's got a point.
Well, so what's Nev got to do with it?
Bad influences. Like advertising. He's got a petition up. We're all taken in by it, you know. Hook, line and sinker.
What is she going on about?
Look her over there, walking along in slippers, plaiting her legs. One step forward, two steps back. She's never on this planet. She's either on drugs or she's half cut. It's degrading.
It's me mam.
You what?
Me mam. She's been the offie.
It is. Oh, I am sorry, Duck. I never recognised her. She looks a little.
It's all right, Connie. You're right. It is degrading. It's downright embarrassing. Oh, I wish the ground would open up and swallow me. Me own mam.
Hello!
No, don't call her over. I don't want to know her.
Well, there you are. She's gone round corner.
What an embarrassment.
We'll have a word with her, you and I. There's no need for you to be embarrassed.
Yeah, Dawn. Fancy giving me ham to pack up?
No. No, thanks. I better go over, make sure she gets home.
Mary Hancock. Laziest window cleaner in Stoke-on-Trent. Perfect.
Oh, I jumped out of my skin, you silly little devil.
Hello, Mrs. Hancock. Nice day.
Never mind, whether who are you? What are you doing with my husband's ladders?
I'm borrowing them.
Did he give you permission?
Well, not exactly.
Well, you can damn well leave him with you, you thievy little beggar. Harry!
Tell him I'll fetch him back.
Oh, you beggar, come back with him. Harry! Some little urchin's walking off with ladders.
He doesn't need them. People say he never bothers with the upstairs anyway.
Here, you cheeky beggar, I'll clock you on.
Ah, missed.
Harry! He's pinching your ladders here. Harry!
Today's writer was Mark Bickerton. The serial was devised by Tony Perrin and produced by Mike Hopwood.
The Colclughs return with another episode tomorrow.